And we're live.
Welcome back, everyone. Episode 86 of Kids Deserve It. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly chats with educators and game changers from around the country. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on iTunes.
And don't forget, while you're on iTunes, to leave us a review, because we select a new winner every week to win an autographed book set from the reviews on iTunes.
Also, don't forget to join our Kids Deserve It chat on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central Time and 6 p.m. Pacific Time. It's a super busy chat. Come down, meet some new people, and expand your PLN. This week, we got another great guest, but first, we want to introduce ourselves. I am Adam Welcome, Director of Innovation in the Bay Area of California.
I am Todd Nesloni, Elementary School Principal in Navasota, Texas. And our special guest this week is Stephen Lamkin. Stephen, thanks for being with us this week.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
We also want to remind our viewers to participate in social media using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt, as we always love seeing everything that is sticking out to people, whether they're listening live or watching the recording later.
So, Stephen, we got a few questions for you. So for those that don't know about you, man, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I am an elementary principal, the proud principal at Salisbury Christian School in Salisbury, Maryland. Before moving into administration, I was a reading specialist for a couple of years and taught second grade and kindergarten before that.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah. So you've been a principal for a few years now. Mm-hmm. So what do you love most about the job that's different than your other roles you've held at the school?
I love that I get to interact with all of the kids in the school as much as I really want to. You know, there's something very special about having your own class of 25 kids that are just yours. But I get to be involved in the daily life with kids, you know, all the way through, and think that's a unique thing. And also just the work that I get to do with staff and with parents. You know, you never know what a day is going to bring. And I like that. So
no, you don't.
Yeah.
So, Stephen, you know that you face some trials that are different than maybe many of our peers. Can you tell our viewers a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I was born with cerebral palsy. So it's something that I've grown up with my whole life. Limits my mobility a little bit and the use of my left arm. So I can walk, but it takes a little bit more effort to get around. And so that's just been one of those things that I have dealt with growing up. I was have felt very fortunate that I've never known life differently. This is just how my body has worked. And so I've learned to kind of adapt and do life in a way that works for me. So certainly that, you know, provides some extra challenges sometimes in the workplace, getting around and things like that. But I'm really lucky to work in a wonderful school environment that's super supportive with lots of great people who, if there's something I need to do that I can't, they'll step in and help and figure out a way for me to do it. So
nice.
So if some of our viewers don't know exactly what cerebral palsy is, how would you define it for them?
So cerebral palsy comes in a very wide range of the way that it's displayed in different people. Basically, it is a something that occurs during the birthing process due to lack of oxygen to the brain. You know, it can impact and affect different people in lots of different ways. I have probably what's considered a pretty mild case of it. And for that, I'm, you know, really thankful and fortunate. In my case, there was no complications when I was born. So we don't really have a specific reason for why, which I kind of like. That just kind of adds to my story. Faith is a huge part of my life. And I just believe that it was part of God's will for my life. And always try to use it in ways that is encouraging and uplifting to others. So,
love that. Well, you know, we've talked a lot, Stephen, about how you use your disability in creative ways to inspire and work with your students. Can you kind of tell our viewers a little bit about some things that you do to use what people could view as a negative thing as a really powerful force of instruction?
Mm-hmm. Kind of like, you know, we've talked about, certainly there's times where I'll, you know, just have conversations with kids about it. One of the things that I do at the beginning of the year is visit every classroom to do a read aloud. And I always make sure that I just talk about myself and kind of the way that my body works and the way I walk differently, especially with those little pre-K guys who have lots of questions. And, you know, we talk about respectful ways to ask questions about people with differences and things like that. But more than that, I hope that just being around me and kind of doing life in school with me on a daily basis kind of sets an example for kids that we're not all the same. We don't come with all the same abilities. Sometimes those are academic abilities that differ, and sometimes they're physical, and that's okay. My favorite book of all time is The Little Engine That Could, and I kind of think that's a favorite because it resonates with me. And I hope that just my life is an example of perseverance and that I can demonstrate to kids, especially kids who might feel like they don't fit in or don't look or act like everybody else, that, you know, they're still unique and valued, and that with hard work, you know, the sky's the limit.
So, Stephen, thinking about this upcoming year, what is one thing that you're working on growing with?
I'm working to grow in a whole lot of different ways. I think the big one for me is working on just my ability to be a coach for my teachers. I really believe heavily that, you know, not all teachers start out at the same point A, and so they aren't going to get to the same point B at the end of the year. And it's my goal to really come alongside of each of them. And, you know, have coaching conversations. I read Lead Like a Pirate this summer, and there's a lot of good stuff in there about those kind of conversations with teachers. So I really want to grow as an instructional leader to help each teacher kind of meet their potential and move to that next level of excellence.
Nice.
So, you know, one thing we always like to hear from our guests is what kind of student they were and what school was like for them growing up. So what was school like for you growing up?
I was one of those kids that loved school. I was always devastated at the end of a school year because I didn't want to leave my teacher and go to the next teacher. I had amazing, amazing teachers growing up that made learning fun. They taught me to be a very avid reader and to love read. And they really embraced my differences. One of my favorite stories is about one of my gym teachers when I was in elementary school. He always found very creative ways to involve me in PE. My favorite is that I think it was in second grade, they were doing like a floor hockey unit. And I used crutches to walk at that point. And so he just took one of those big foam, you know, floor hockey things and stuck it on the bottom of my crutch so I could stand and be the goalie. And so I was just really fortunate to have great teachers that that really made school fun and a great experience for me.
That's cool. So who is someone, Stephen, that inspires you or challenges you to be better?
I was born, I like to say, with teaching in my blood. My parents are both retired educators. My mom was a kindergarten teacher for lots of years. And I grew up kind of watching her love for her kids, her very strong classroom management, her desire to do what was best for the kids. I think she was living the kids deserve it mantra without even realizing it. And so that really sticks with me and inspires me. My dad was a middle school music teacher, and he was a very innovative teacher. He was always doing new things with his band and kind of pushing the limits. And so he really set that example for me. So I think a lot in the day-to-day, even more than I realized, just their influence has impacted me and continues to challenge me.
Awesome.
So you've also recently started a brand new endeavor with your brother. Can you tell our viewers a little bit about that?
Yeah, so my brother, also born with that education in his blood, is a music teacher in New Jersey. He's also an aspiring school administrator. And so we, just over the past couple of years, have talked a lot just about our different perspectives on education. And so we've launched a website and a blog together that we're pretty excited about, just to be able to kind of share for our own reflection and growth through writing, but also to kind of share those different perspectives. You know, right now he's coming from the teacher perspective, I'm coming from the administrator perspective, and sometimes we can kind of help each other see the other side of things, so to speak, and get some perspective. We really both have a very strong belief that, you know, schools should be places that feel like families, where kids and teachers and staff and parents and board members all are uplifted and respected. And so we hope that through our writing, you know, that we'll be able to influence kind of education in that way as well. He's a great example of somebody that demonstrates you don't have to be in a position of leadership to be a leader. And he's doing some really cool things in his school and in his district from his current position, just as a music teacher. And that's been cool for me to see and learn from him as well. So
100%, man. I love you said that, because a lot of people think that, well, I'm not a principal, I'm not like a leader, but yeah, you know, everybody's a leader, you know,
absolutely.
Teachers, office managers, custodians, you name it. And if you are a site leader, you know, building those leaders on your campus is so important. So
absolutely
excited to see what comes of that. So we love talking about books on our show. What's something that you're reading right now that maybe you'd recommend to others, professional, personal, anything to throw out there?
I just finished reading, like I said, Lead Like a Pirate was one that I read this summer. I've got a couple of the other books from Dave Burgess in my Amazon shopping cart that are coming soon. Also, Todd had recommended the book Pax to me, a great piece of young adult lit that was really powerful. I loved that. So I'm always looking to add to my own bookshelf and read, like you said, things that are going to help me grow professionally, but also books that I can share with kids and kind of keep them excited about reading too.
Nice.
And Pax is one of my favorites. So I was so happy when you chose to read that one.
So good.
So Stephen, you know, we all have those days where it's just a rough day and we don't want to get out of bed or we don't want to go through and do what we have to do. In those moments when you have to kick your butt into gear, what do you do that helps you work through that?
Lots of coffee is the number one. but beyond that, for me, it's kind of just remembering to go back to my why I'm doing what I do. You know, I kind of mentioned before that my faith is a huge part of why I do what I do. I want to leave a lasting legacy that points people back to Jesus. And so starting my day off in scripture and just with some quiet time for myself kind of always gets my perspective and my head on straight and helps me go into the day. Even if I'm not necessarily feeling pumped up and motivated, remembering kind of why I need to go out there and be my best for this school community that I get to serve. So,
all right, man. Every week we like our guests to leave a challenge for our viewers. What is your challenge for the week?
My challenge. There could have been so many, especially at this kind of back to school time of year. But I think that there are very few things that are more powerful than a handwritten note for someone. You know, technology and tech tools and emails and things like that are great. But there is a lot of power in knowing that someone took the time to write something down handwritten to encourage. And so I'm kind of starting the challenge with myself to just write a couple different handwritten notes of appreciation to people this week. You know, administrators, you can do that to your teachers, obviously, teachers to your students, but also want to challenge people to think beyond just your immediate scope and think about kind of like, you know, you said, those other leaders on campus, you know, whether it's the maintenance crew, the technology crew, the office staff, parents, you know, make sure that everybody that's part of your school community is affirmed and built up.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for being a guest. You know, I love the work you do, and I'm always inspired by a lot of the stuff you share. So I appreciate you coming on and giving us some of your time today.
Thanks for having me, you guys. Really appreciate it.
We also want to thank all of our viewers for listening and watching the show. Remember, you can tweet us using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt. We also encourage you to hop onto iTunes and leave us a review. Make sure you include your Twitter handle so we can contact you about the prize packet. Join us every Wednesday for our Twitter chats, and we will see you all with our next interview.